Please kindly return this USB device to Middlesex Association for the Blind once you've heard this audio recording. There will be no charge to return this USB to MAB. Simply flip the address card over, place the USB device in the padded envelope provided, and pop it in the letterbox. Middlesex Association for the Blind thanks you in advance for your help and support. Middlesex Association for the Blind, supporting people with sight loss since 1922. Outlook Spring-Summer Edition 2026. Covering Barnet, Brent, Ealing, Enfield, Haringey, Harrow, Hillingdon, Hounslow and Richmond. This free MAB Outlook magazine is produced in print, braille, USB and email. Registered charity number 207007. Mission statement. The Middlesex Association for the Blind aims to support people who are blind or partially sighted to lead independent lives. The association achieves this through the local provision and delivery of a range of high-quality services, advice and information to people across 9 London boroughs. Contents. Message from our CEO, Valerie Hill. Donations, wills and legacies. Thank you for your donations. Testimonials, home visiting and IT services. Postal Museum audio described tours. Volunteers needed. Testimonials home visiting services, testimonial employment and counselling services, Kew Gardens Henry Moore accessible programme, MAB services and news, Envision navigating the internet, testimonial let's chat service user volunteer, other news intro to the Ray-Ban Meta glasses, Humanware Brilliant Richmond talking news, British Library monthly art workshop, Braille Bliss greeting cards, VI Reformer Pilates, Buckingham Palace Garden Party, Seeables Holidays for the Blind and Partially Sighted, British Wireless for the Blind Fund, RNIB Eye Care Support Pathway, Volunteer Recognition Scheme, Room to Reward, IT and Digital Training Services, iMatter Information, A Clear Vision to Employment, MAB Board of Trustees, Disability Sports Coach and Hillingdon Tech Sessions, MAB VIP Social Clubs. Contact numbers, contributing to Outlook, and thank you. Message from our CEO, Valerie Hill. As the warmth of spring and summer returns, I am delighted to reflect on a truly memorable period for MAB. I am proud that we now support over 900 residents across our 9 boroughs. At the heart of our work, our anchor home visiting service continues to thrive through the unwavering commitment of our staff and volunteers, while our mobile IT service champions digital inclusion through home visits and group sessions. Alongside these, our counselling, braille, employment and social club services each play a vital part in fostering independence and connection. This spring brought a moment we shall long treasure. At the beginning of May, we had the incredible honour of attending a garden party at Buckingham Palace, courtesy of our patrons, their Royal Highnesses, the Duke and Duchess of Gloucester, a true highlight in the MAB calendar. None of this would be possible without you. To our supporters, staff and volunteers, thank you for making such a profound difference. As we look ahead to brighter, warmer days, I do so with great optimism and pride in all that we will achieve together. With heartfelt thanks and very best wishes, Valerie. Donations, wills and legacies. We know we ask a lot. Here's why, and here's our thank you. First, to everyone who has already chosen to leave a gift to the Middlesex Association for the Blind in their will. Whether you told us, or whether it sits quietly in a document we may never see, thank you. You have looked beyond your own lifetime and said, I want the people who come after me to have the support I or someone I love once needed. That is a profound act of generosity and we never take it lightly. Now, with a smile and a degree of self-awareness, we want to write to those of you who may feel exhausted by our persistence. We know we ask quite a lot. If you've ever sighed at the sight of our number, we understand. And if our calls have ever felt like one too many, we're sorry, that is never our intention. But here is the truth behind the asking. MAB has no national parent charity, no endowment, quietly earning income in the background. Every home visit, every IT training session, every phone call from someone newly diagnosed and frightened, all of it is funded entirely by grants, gifts and donations, nothing else. Right now, we support over 900 blind and partially sighted people every single month. And legacy gifts for a charity of our size are among the most vital support we receive. They let us plan beyond the next year's budget. They let us say with confidence, we will still be here for the next person who needs us, and the one after that. So when we call, we're not calling to pester you. We're calling because if we don't ask, we don't get. And if we don't get, we can't keep going. It really is that straightforward. And we're giving something back. We've partnered with Octopus Legacy, one of the UK's leading will writing services, so every supporter can write or update their will completely free. Not discounted, free. With no strings attached and no obligation whatsoever to include MAB. Simply quote the code MABFREE. That's capital M, capital A, capital B, lowercase f, lowercase r, lowercase e, and lowercase e. You can do it online, by phone, or face to face, whatever suits you. No pressure, ever. Your will is yours. Provide for the people you love first. Then, if you choose, consider the causes that have mattered in your life. If we're among them, we'd be honoured, not because we asked, but because you decided. And to those who've already made their gift, we said it at the start and we'll say it again. Thank you from every one of the 900 people we support each month. To write your will for free, contact Octopus Legacy quoting MAB Free. Telephone 020 4525 3605 or visit www.octopuslegacy.com. Middlesex Association for the Blind, charity registration number 207007. Donations welcome. Thank you for supporting us. With your financial gift, we can help people who need us. Losing sight can be terrifying and anxiety provoking. With your help, we can enable people who have a visual impairment to maintain their independence and regain their mental well-being. Call 020 8423 5141 to donate by phone, or go to www.aftb.org.uk to donate online. Home visiting services by Chanel Mahay in Ealing, Camilla Konieczny in Hounslow, and Joanne White in Hillingdon. IT and digital services by Mark Davis and Tomasz Stubecki. Service user testimonial from David in the London Borough of Ealing. You have two very good workers in Mark and Chanel, and I know there are many other MAB service users who would say the same thing. Both of them have been extremely helpful to me. Chanel is lovely to get on with, and she is excellent at her job. She helps me a lot in doing things like finding things on the internet that I cannot find. She has done many things for me that have saved me money, and she is full of sympathy, which is great because we all need that sometimes. Even though I'm always encouraging people to look on the positive side of life, even with sight loss, there are some days when I also need some encouragement, and Chanel is always able to do this for me. I can find no fault with her. Life has been hard since my partner got an incurable disease and went to a care home. My brother has also died, so I have no family left. Chanel's coffee mornings are really important, as it gives us a chance to get together and to help each other. Mark is getting me more tech savvy, which is very helpful, and he has also helped me with writing some communications that needed to be sent. My challenge is that I struggle with trust, as I have had bank fraud and other instances of financial abuse. Having people like Chanel and Mark, whom I can trust, as well as the other people in your organisation, this makes a big difference to me. Service user testimonial, pseudonym Josephine, in the London Borough of Hounslow. Josephine was referred to us from the Hounslow Council Adult Social Services. She has this to say about our IT training. Mark, the IT trainer, has been a great help. I've only recently become blind and I wasn't aware of all the technology that is available to help someone like me. He told me about the Ray-Ban glasses. He bought them to me and showed me what they can do. I need to get a phone now so that he can put all of the seeing AI onto it. I don't have a phone or a laptop as I'm living in a hotel after having been evicted from my home, so I now have to save up to be able to rebuy all of these things. Mark has been really helpful telling me the kind of phone that I need. I'm hoping to buy it next week and he will be coming soon to help me to use it. Service user testimonial from Susan in the London Borough of Hillingdon. The IT training is very helpful to me as I'm losing my sight. I have a tiny bit left, but the internet keeps persistently changing, which is very hard for me as I end up lost, not knowing what to do. Mark has helped me with a lot of problems. My printer went mad recently and he was able to fix it for me. Without Mark, I would be stuck as my son is my carer and he would normally do all these things for me, but his health isn't good right now, so he isn't able to get to me to help me. I also have an MAB volunteer, Belle, who is also fantastic. She comes to me every 3 weeks and we have a good chat. She does some shopping for me and, most importantly for me, she also does some sewing for me, which is brilliant. The Postal Museum, The Jolly Postman. Step into the story in an interactive exhibition, February 2026 to January 2027. Audio described tour of the Postal Museum for the visually impaired. Includes entry to all exhibitions, the audio described tour and an optional ride on Mail Rail. Cost is £3.50 per person. Visitors are also welcome to book a free space for one accompanying companion. Tour is led jointly by audio describer from Vocal Eyes and a museum curator. Saturday the 3rd of October, 10 a.m. Friday the 27th of November, 2026, PM tour. Visit www.postalmuseum.org/event/audio-described-tours. Volunteers needed in the boroughs of Barnet, Brent, Ealing, Enfield, Haringey, Harrow, Hillingdon, Hounslow and Richmond. You can make a real difference. Home visiting services by Bina Padia in Barnet and Alison Bicknell in Harrow. IT and digital services by Thomas Subertsky. Service user testimonial from Esperanza in the London Borough of Barnet. I have had one session with Tomat so far, and I tell you, he is a wizard. He is so amazing and so kind. I wanted the IT training session so that I could phone my family and my friends. Without my sight, I was unable to do this. I also thought that I needed to buy a new phone to be able to use the right technology. But Tomat looked at my phone at the VIP club, and he said that wasn't necessary at all. He said I could use my existing phone. This was such a relief to me as it has saved me money. In the first session, Tomats taught me how to use Siri. So now I can say, Siri, phone so-and-so, or Siri, please read my messages to me. These are things that I didn't know how to do before, and now I can do them. I'm so happy I couldn't ask for anyone better to be helping me with this. Service user testimonial from pseudonym Sean in the London Borough of Harrow. Tomats, the IT trainer, has taught me so much. Without him, I would have no digital freedom, and I can say that with absolute certainty. I was using my phone in a very basic way before, and now I know so much more. Tomats is worth his weight in gold. I can now text, use WhatsApp, use VoiceOver, Gemini, and a whole lot more. He's coming to see me again this afternoon. Prior to losing my sight, I was a boxer. I was semi-professional. I was active on YouTube and I was also a rock climber. When I lost my sight, I lost all my self-worth. I feel like a bird who has had its wings clipped. Most mornings I wake up and think, oh God, why am I still alive? I've become introverted. I don't mix with anyone anymore and I just want to be left alone. But having Tomats has given me one person to engage with and the opportunity to advance myself in one way. Without Tomats, I would be a recluse. I would be socially awkward and very upset. Don't get me wrong, I still cry every day, but I don't cry for the whole day anymore. Tomats has made this more palatable. Every second I have with Tomats is invaluable to me. Home visiting services by Joanne White in Hillingdon and Camilla Konieczny in Hounslow. service user testimonial from Scott in the London Borough of Hillingdon. Without MAB, my life would be very difficult. Joanne is a support worker in Hillingdon who visits me regularly and helps me with reading my mail. She makes sure I don't miss anything important. She's bringing a volunteer to me next week too, and that person will take over from there helping me. I've been with MAB for years now and the organisation has helped me extensively. A while back I was having problems as I live in sheltered accommodation with my guide dog. People were complaining that my dog was messing and it actually wasn't my dog. I was reported to some authority and eventually guide dogs were able to advocate for me and stop the discrimination, but it was MAB who supported me throughout that process. I am very grateful to them. Service user testimonial from Myrtle, London Borough of Hounslow. Camilla, the new support worker in Hounslow, is lovely. It is clear that she wants to help. She comes once every 3 weeks to help me to carry my shopping. Everybody says, oh, but you could just have that delivered. But the fact is that you have to spend above a certain amount before you can get a delivery for free. That is impossible for my budget. I simply cannot afford it. So Camilla comes every 3 weeks and takes me and my heavy shopping home. We are so good at it now, we do it incredibly quickly. Then in addition to Camilla, I have a volunteer who comes to me every other Friday. She helps me with a whole host of other things. Right now, she is helping me to get my club card working again, as it has stopped for some reason. Without MAB, my life would be very hard. Service user testimonial from pseudonym Susanna in the London Borough of Hounslow. Camilla is a really nice person. If it weren't for her and her visits to us, then my husband and I wouldn't be able to read our mail, which is paramount. We find the service very helpful. My husband used to be able to read the mail for both of us with a magnifier, but his sight has also deteriorated, and it is not possible for him to do that anymore. I've been a member of MAB for years, I think since 2014, but I have only had to start making use of the service recently. It is an invaluable service. Home Visiting Services by Caroline Adamson in Haringey and Ruth Gaskin in Enfield. Service User Testimonial from Sarah, London Borough of Haringey. I've received so much encouragement from your organisation. I thought I was the only one going through what I am experiencing. But after Caroline came and saw me and linked me up with other people in the VIP club, I'm feeling so much better. She has linked me with a community of people who are also experiencing sight loss, and it has been extremely helpful, and I am benefiting a great deal. It has changed the quality of my life. Service user testimonial from Shoreham in the London Borough of Enfield. The VIP club is very good. It is just starting, and Ruth, support worker, is very helpful in helping people overcome their challenges, like transport to and from the club. In the meeting that we had, Patrick and I were able to exchange information about AI and software on the phone. It was very good for me to be there, and I will be happy if it continues and grows. Employment Services by John Monkhouse and Mark Hill. Grant Officer Testimonial from Callie in the London Borough of Richmond. The Employment Service Team Visual Impairment Awareness Training in Richmond was well received. See comments below. I also wanted to say a massive thank you to John, Kiranjeet and Mark. They left not long ago after a brilliant training session which our team absolutely loved. It was interactive, engaging, immersive and very informative. Thank you so much for offering to run this session and for coming to Richmond to facilitate this. Rapid Response Counselling Service by Raheel Razvi. Service user testimonial from Dornet in the London Borough of Brent. MAB CEO Valerie Hill shared some lovely feedback on our Rapid Response Counselling Service from a Brent service user. Dornet called to let me know how absolutely amazing our counsellor Raheel has been. She commended his service delivery, commitment and dedication and told me that his support helped her through a great deal. She has been receiving counselling from Raheel over several years, gradually reducing the frequency of her sessions as she grew stronger, until she realised she is now in a much better place and no longer needs that support. She is working and is about to get married in August, and although there are still obstacles linked to her sight loss, she feels far better equipped to deal with them and to live her life to the full. She was more than happy for me to share her words with the team. Raheel, she could not praise you highly enough. You should be very proud of the positive impact of your work. Thank you. Kew Gardens, Henry Moore, Monumental Nature. Visit www.kew.org/kew-gardens/henry-moore-accessible-program. Kew Gardens, Kew, Richmond, London, TW93AE. Telephone 0202 8332 5655 or email info@kew.org. Home Visiting Service by Chanel Mahay. Rapid Response Counselling Service by Rahil Razvi. Service user testimonial from Paolo in the London Borough of Ealing. Rahil is making a big, massive difference in my life, to be honest. I'm supposed to have had heart surgery, but it hasn't happened yet. As a result of my condition, I have lost mobility in my legs and I have become 100% blind in my one eye. The disc in my other eye is distorted, so I am now severely visually impaired. As a result of this, I became depressive and experienced a lot of rage. MAB has helped me to manage this. I'm supposed to have therapy sessions from Brompton Hospital, but these are now online, and online doesn't help me at all. Having Rahil come to my house to have a cup of tea with me and to talk through the problems I have and what I want for the future, this is like having a friend, a counsellor, a psychologist, and most importantly, a person, all rolled into one. You have a beautiful organisation doing such amazing work. Home Visiting Service by Bina Padia. Service user testimonial from Natalia in the London Borough of Barnet. Volunteer, Perrine. I've recently started receiving support from MAB. My support worker, Bina, has been extremely helpful and has always been available for a chat and reassurance. She's put me in touch with a volunteer who has taken me out for a walk. As I'm unable to walk without assistance, this has been invaluable for me and has had a very positive psychological effect on me as I feel no longer trapped in my house. I cannot praise MAB highly enough. They have given me lots of advice and have been a great support for me. They've also put me in contact with another visually impaired person on my street, which again has made me feel less isolated and given me someone to talk to. And our Thursday VIP club is so much fun. My life has changed so much for the better, thanks to this amazing organisation and their kind and caring people. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. MAB Services and News. We're pleased to introduce the MAB team. Valerie Hill, Chief Executive Officer. Patricia Odina, Operations Manager. Catherine Holtzhausen, Fundraising Manager. Shaheen Tupchian, Bookkeeper and Admin Assistant. Tamart Suberski, Mobile IT and Digital Services Trainer in 5 boroughs. Mark Davis, Mobile IT and Digital Services Trainer in 4 boroughs. John Monkhouse, Employment Services Officer. Maggie Dawson, Braille Tutor. Nazreen Akhtar, Office Administrator. Rahil Razvi, Rapid Response Counsellor in all 9 boroughs. Bina Padia, Barnet Support Worker and Volunteer Coordinator. Rita Shah, Brent Support Worker and Volunteer Coordinator. Chanel Mahay, Ealing Support Worker and Volunteer Coordinator. Gloria Powell, Enfield Support Worker and Volunteer Coordinator. Caroline Adamson, Haringey Support Worker and Volunteer Coordinator. Alison Bicknell, Harrow Support Worker and Volunteer Coordinator. Joanne White, Hillingdon Support Worker and Volunteer Coordinator. Camilla Konieczny, Hounslow Support Worker and Volunteer Coordinator. Harvinda Shachdeva, Richmond Support Worker and Volunteer Coordinator. Kiranjeet Kurana, Fundraising Intern. And Hasmuk Mehta and Mark Hill, Head Office Volunteers. From all of us at MAB, thank you for your valuable contribution. We are very grateful for the hard work and dedication of all our team members, past and present, and thank them for always striving to make a positive difference to the lives of people with a visual impairment. Envision. This is a free online resource dedicated to helping people live better by seeing better. They recently published an educational guide to navigating the internet for individuals with low vision or blindness. Our free resource covers the built-in tools that make sites more accessible for people with vision loss. Please take a look at envisioncentres.com www.internet-accessibility-guide. Let's chat service user volunteer project. Service user testimonial from Audrey in the London Borough of Barnet. Audrey is matched with Carla, one of our Let's Chat phone buddy volunteers, and they speak every Monday. I've been isolated as a result of my visual impairment, so I really appreciate the calls with Carla. We have a lot in common as we are both visually impaired, and speaking to her has helped me so much. She never interrupts me or tells me what to do. She allows me to talk, and then she also gives me tips about practical things, like putting a notch on the different pairs of glasses that I have to work out which are the indoor ones and which are the outdoor ones. She also told me about a temperature probe that I can use to find out how hot my food is. She understands the frustrations I experience with things like the carers moving things in my house. I can spend a whole morning looking for something that is right in front of me. Carla also understands things like how long it takes to get out of the house. When I had my sight, I could get up, shower, and be out of the door in 40 minutes. Now I have to start preparing the night before to have everything in place for me to be able to leave the house in the morning. I have 4 grandchildren, but I've been reluctant to get them involved in my care as I didn't want to be a burden. But Carla has a son, and when I listened to her speaking about how he helps her, I had the courage to reach out to my grandchildren. It is lovely to have them around. They now think all the time about what Nanny needs, and because they're so good with technology, they can do things like order things on Amazon for me. We've also started exercising together, as I used to run before I lost my sight. I'm picking it up again now, and I want my grandchildren to run a 5K run with me. I think that they now have a radar for other vulnerable people. One of them told me that he had offered his seat on the bus to someone who had a walking stick. I don't know that he would have done that before. Because of Carla, I've also expanded my community and gone back to church again. This is helping to reduce my social isolation. I'm a trained lawyer, but since speaking to Carla, I've gone back into further education and trained to be a disability advocate. I hope that I can raise money for the Middlesex Association for the Blind one day through getting sponsorship for a marathon. Other news, IT and Digital Feature by Tomasz Subertski. An introduction to the new Ray-Ban Smart Meta Glasses, Generation 2. I want to highlight the importance of technology and how it can significantly improve the lives of people who are visually impaired. Recently, we acquired the new Ray-Ban Smart Meta Glasses, Generation 2, which in my opinion is a real game changer when used correctly. Most of the people I visit are not even aware that this technology exists. When I demonstrate the glasses and show what they can do, people are often genuinely amazed. I must also mention that specialist visual impairment technology is extremely expensive and many individuals simply cannot afford it. This is where the Ray-Ban Smart Glasses stand out. They offer powerful assistive features at a fraction of the cost of traditional high-end VI technology while providing even broader functionality. With the integration of AI, the glasses can take photos and videos, check the weather and time, set reminders, play music, make and receive calls, send and receive messages, including WhatsApp, identify objects, distinguish between products, read and summarise text, translate text instantly, and describe what is in front of the user, and much more. Furthermore, with its integration with the Be My Eyes app, there is currently no other device that offers such a comprehensive level of assistance for visually impaired individuals in everyday life. Key features are Meta AI. Chat with Meta AI for on-the-go suggestions and answers. You can ask the glasses to help brainstorm ideas, suggest recipes, set reminders, and more. Battery life, up to 8 hours of battery life, allowing more time for use and less time charging. Enhanced capture, capture what you see and hear without taking out your phone. Features an ultra-wide 12MP camera and a 5-microphone system, supporting high-quality 3K video recording. Listen, built-in open ear speakers deliver sound only you can hear, while 5 microphones provide clear audio for phone calls. Great for listening to music while still being aware of surroundings. Controls, hands-free voice commands allow you to call, message, take photos, videos, and manage media settings while your phone stays in your pocket. Meta AI app, required to set up and manage the glasses, access new features, and keep the device updated. Lens options available in graphite, clear grey transitions, clear graphite green transitions, G15 green, and clear sapphire transitions. Conversation focus uses AI to isolate and amplify the voice of the person in front of you in a noisy environment. Spotify integration enables Meta AI to play a song that matches what's in your view. New voice commands support for French, German, Italian, Portuguese, and Spanish for music control. Expanded AI capabilities. Detailed responses provide richer descriptive narrations of surroundings for improved accessibility. Fourth generation hardware rumours. Future rumoured fourth generation glasses possibility include in-lens display for enhanced augmented reality, or AR, functionality, improved camera, better battery, possibly launching later in 2026. Cost £379 to £459. Control the full experience with a touch. Tap to play or pause, swipe for volume or tap, and hold to launch your favourite music app. Capture what you see and hear quickly with a button built into the right temple of your glasses. Say, "Hey Meta, take a video," and an ultra-wide 12MP camera recalls what you see in even higher quality than before with new 3K Ultra HD. Discrete open-ear Bluetooth speakers deliver high-quality audio without blocking out conversations or ambient noises around you. Ray-Ban Meta Generation 2 provides up to 8 hours of battery life, plus 48 hours more with a fully charged case. Generation 1 offers up to 4 hours of battery and 36 hours with a fully charged case. The new Brailliant BI 40X and Brailliant BI 20X think smart, think brilliant. Humanware specialises in the design and manufacture of highly intuitive and intelligent solutions for people living with vision loss or visual impairment. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to braille devices, Humanware solutions help all users live independently and participate successfully in today's world. Richmond Talking News. Do you have difficulty reading the newspaper? Do you enjoy hearing about local news? If so, listen to it. Richmond Talking News will send it every week to your doormat, Alexa or mobile, and it's free. Contact us and we'll set you up to receive. Richmond Talking News, phone 020 8892 0826 or email hello@rtn.org.uk or visit the website rtn.org.uk. The British Library. Join us for a monthly art workshop designed for blind and partially sighted visitors. When? Once a month on a Wednesday at 11 a.m. Location? British Library, HM Winereb Learning Centre, 96 Euston Road, London, NW1 2DB. Duration, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Price, free, but booking is essential. Accessibility info, step-free access available. Braille Bliss, Braille greeting cards. The link to Kerry's online shop is braillebliss.etsy.com. Donations to be made from sales go to Guide Dog UK. Visually impaired reformer Pilates. Who? Adults with visual impairment. No previous experience required. When? One Saturday per month at 2:30 p.m. and 3:30 p.m. Where? Tottenham Studio in North London. Find out more at info@firstreform.studio. WhatsApp on 07940 369 394. First Reform is an inclusive reformer Pilates studio offering high quality classes for people of all abilities. We run free monthly reformer Pilates classes for visually impaired VI participants designed to be accessible, supportive and confidence building. Sessions use clear verbal instruction and adapted teaching to help participants feel comfortable and safe on the reformer. Buckingham Palace Garden Party. MAB received an invitation from their Royal Highnesses the Duke and Duchess of Gloucester for 4 guests to attend a garden party hosted by His Majesty the King at Buckingham Palace on the afternoon of Wednesday the 6th of May 2026. Raj Mehta, our Chair of Trustees, Kaz Katak, our Trustee, Valerie Hill, our CEO, and Joanne White, our Hillingdon support worker, were selected to represent MAB. Seeable holidays for the blind and partially sighted. Searball's mission is to provide accessible, tailored holidays to the visually impaired community. Amazing inclusive trips with local sighted guides and tailored activities to suit your needs and enjoy a stress-free holiday. For more information, telephone 020 3375 6947 or visit www.searball.co.uk. British Wireless for the Blind Fund. Our free audio devices unlock a world of audio content for people living with sight loss. We provide accessible audio devices and apps for free to people living with sight loss in the UK. Explore the range of radios, Alexa devices and other equipment given on free loan to the visually impaired. RNIB Eye Care Liaison Officers, ECLOs. For more information or for a referral to the ECLO in your area, please call the helpline at 0303 123 9999. RNIB Eye Care Support Pathway, supporting you at every stage of your journey, from having your initial appointment, to having your diagnosis confirmed, to support after your diagnosis, to living well with your condition. Helping you to understand your eye care journey, understand your diagnosis, access emotional and practical support. Volunteer Recognition Scheme. Room to Reward Hotel Breaks for Hidden Heroes is a unique volunteer recognition charity created to say thank you to inspirational volunteers who give up their time to make a difference to others. Their hotel and holiday park partners donate their unsold rooms. Charities like MAB nominate their hidden heroes for a break. Room to Reward make it happen. In 2026, MAB, with the help of our support workers, nominated the following five MAB volunteers as hidden heroes and recipients of a Room to Reward hotel break. In the London Borough of Barnet, Aaron Calreya. London Borough of Brent, Jeff Oliver. London Borough of Harrow, Tala Mota. London Borough of Hillingdon, Alexander Guberman. And the London Borough of Richmond, Carol Batcup. We are delighted to announce that all five nominations were successful recipients of a hotel break of their choosing. Each volunteer also received a Hidden Hero certificate. Congratulations and thank you. MAB IT and Digital Training Services. Training, advice, support, demonstrations. Visit our website at www.aftb.org.uk or call 020 8423 5141. iMatter, a daily visual activity peer support group for people with visual impairment. Zoom online meetings and monthly meetups in London. Activities include cookery, poetry, chair yoga, book club, audio described Zumba sessions, sailing day and picnic break, Tate Modern private audio described tour, neuroaerobics, aerobics for the memory, sports taster days, audio described chair yoga, social group gathering, drama improvisation, quiz time, mental health wellbeing group, discuss and swap survival hacks, and listen and sing along sessions. For more information, contact Susie at iMatter. Call 07968 722 664 or email info@imatter.org.uk. Middlesex Association for the Blind Employment Service, a clear vision to employment course. Contact us for more information on 020 8423 5141 or email us at employmentservice@aftb.org.uk. MAB Board of Trustees. Chair, Mr. Raj Mehta. Vice Chair, Mr. Barrett Hindosha. Treasurer, Mr. Nigel Liddell. Trustee, Ms. Rachel Goldberg. Trustee, Mr. Kazim Katak. Trustee, Mr. Raphael Menikin. Trustee, Mr. Nick McCabe. Trustee, Ms. Joshna Thakra. Trustee, Ms. Helen McGrath. Trustee, Ms. Meena Shah. Trustee, Ms. Sonia DeVito. And Trustee, Mrs. Alma Adedi. Disability Sports Coach. We use the unique power of sport and physical activity to enhance the lives of disabled people. Get in touch by emailing dsc@disabilitysportscoach.org.uk or visit disabilitysportscoach.org.uk. Telephone 020 7928 4267. MAB and RNIB partnership group and one-to-one tech sessions run on the 19th of August 2026 and the 14th of October 2026 at the Education Centre, Hillingdon Hospital. For more info and to book, contact Eklo Kerry on telephone number 07864 954 934 or visit thh.eklo@nhs.net. Mind the Carer in Hammersmith, Fulham, Ealing and Hounslow. Mind the Carer is a service for adult carers that focuses on offering mental health support and community building to connected, isolated carers. Contact information, mindthecarer@hfehmind.org.uk. Telephone 020 8215 2243. MAB VIP Social Clubs. The meetings are a chance for people to get together and make new friends. Through socialising at the clubs, people who are new to visual impairment are inspired by the people they meet. It is an opportunity to share challenges and victories and to make social connections that go beyond the life of the monthly meeting. We currently run monthly clubs in all 9 boroughs. Barnet, our Barnet VIP Social Club runs from 11am to 1pm on the last Thursday of every month at St Margaret's United Reformed Church, Victoria Road, Finchley, N3 1BD. In Brent, our Brent VIP Social Club runs from 10:30am to 12:30pm on the first Monday of each month at the Sudbury Methodist Church, 809 Harrow Road, Wembley, London, HAO2LP. Ealing. Our Ealing VIP Club Coffee Morning runs from 10am to 1pm on the third Thursday of each month at the William Habane Centre, 1 St Dunstan's Road, W7 2EY. Our seasonal Ealing Trike Club usually runs from 10am to 1pm on one Thursday of the month, March to October only, in Walpole Park, Mattock Lane, W5 5EQ. Enfield. Our Enfield VIP Social Club runs from 11am to 1pm on the first Tuesday of each month at Enfield Foyer, 279 to 281 4 Street, Edmonton, N9 OPD. Harringay. Our Harringay VIP Social Club runs from 11am to 1pm on the second Wednesday of each month at The Hub, The Old Nursery, Town Hall Approach, Tottenham Green, N15 4GZ. Harrow. Our Harrow Open Eyes VIP Social Club runs from 10:30am to 12:30pm on the last Wednesday of each month at Kenton Baptist Church, Strickfield Road, Kenton, Middlesex, HA3 9BS. Hillingdon. Our Hillingdon VIP Social Club runs from 10:30am to 12:30pm on the last Thursday of each month at Christchurch, Redford Way, Belmont Road, Uxbridge, UB8 1SZ. Hounslow. Our Hounslow VIP Social Club usually runs from 11am to 1pm on the third Tuesday of the month at Holy Trinity Church, Cafe Area, 6 High Street, Hounslow, TW3 1HG. Richmond. Our Richmond VIP Club runs from 10:30am to 12:30pm on the third Monday of each month at Duke Street Church, Meeting Room, Duke Street, Quadrant Road, Richmond, TW9 1DH. For more details about our social clubs, please visit our website www.aftb.org.uk or call 020 8423 5141. Contact numbers. Borough Coordinators' contact numbers. Barnet, Bina Padia, 07594 625 215. Brent and Barnet, Rita Shah, 07510-127-893. Ealing, Chanel Mahay, 07387-101-631. Enfield, Gloria Powell, 07858-311-410. Harringay, Caroline Adamson, 07754-875-175. Harrow, Alison Bicknell, 07387 101 632. Hillingdon, Joanne White, 07387 101 630. Hounslow, Camilla Konieczny, 07511 826 892. And Richmond, Harvinder Sachdeva, 07503 671179. Sensory Services Team contact numbers: Barnett 020 8359 5000, Brent 020 8937 4300, Ealing 020 8825 8757, Enfield 020 8379 1001, Haringey 020 8489 1400, Harrow 020 8901 2680, Hillingdon 01895 556 633, Hounslow 020 8583 3100, Richmond 020 8891 7971. Contributing to Outlook. We welcome contributions to the newsletter. Please send your articles to Patricia Odina at patricia@aftb.org.uk. This edition of Outlook is produced by Middlesex Association for the Blind, Suite 18, Free Trade House, Lowther Road, Stanmore, Middlesex, HA7 1EP. Telephone 020 8423 5141, email info@aftb.org.uk, and the website is www.aftb.org.uk. Registered charity number 207007. Find us on Facebook at Middlesex Blind. Find us on Instagram, Middlesex Blind. Find us on LinkedIn, Middlesex Association for the Blind. Are you receiving this newsletter in your preferred format? Outlook is produced in the following formats: large print, Braille, on USB and email. It is also available online in print and audio formats at www.aftb.org.uk/outlook-magazine. So that we can keep our records up to date, please telephone us if you move address or would like to receive Outlook in a different format. Telephone 020 8423 5141, or alternatively, please email Patricia at patricia@aftb.org.uk. Magnifico, the magnifier company. Established in 1999, many thanks to the Magnifier Company for their free sample magnifiers for our service user demonstrations. They offer a selection of magnifying glasses, Fresnel lenses, magnifier lamps, loops, linen testers and low vision aids. For more information, go to www.magnifyingglasses.co.uk. Evenbreak, a job board for disabled candidates. Thank you everyone for all your support. A big thank you to the Management and Community Champion team at Morrison's Supermarket, Honeypot Lane, Queensbury, London, NW9 6RN, for allocating free car parking spaces to MAB service users and staff. To Angela Mistry and the Community Champion team at the Sainsbury's Superstore, Kenton Nashway, Kenton, Harrow, HA3, OJA, a big thank you for your continued support for our monthly Open Eyes VIP Social Club and Christmas party. To the Management and Community Champion team at Tesco Superstore, Ballards Lane, Finchley, N31XP, a big thank you for your continued support of our VIP Barnett monthly coffee mornings. A big thank you to the team at Waitrose in South Harrow for their donations to MAB and our VIP Social Club in Harrow. Special thanks also to all our volunteers for their continued support. Our sincere thanks to the following for allowing us to place MAB collection boxes on their premises: Joe's Bacon Bite, 5 Queensbury Station Parade, HA8 5NP. Bath Road Pharmacy, 115 to 117 Bath Road, Hounslow, TW3 3BT. Seven Oaks Court, Copswood Way, Northwood, HA6 2TW. Thank you to Barnet Coptall Leisure for hosting MAB Monthly Activity Days. To all our Trust, Foundation, Borough and Corporate donors, without you we would not exist. Thank you for all your continued support. Thank you. That was the end of the Middlesex Association for the Blind Outlook Spring Summer Edition 2026, recorded by Calibre Audio and narrated by Emma Scott. Please kindly return this USB device to Middlesex Association for the Blind once you've heard this audio recording. There will be no charge to return this USB to MAB. Simply flip the address card over, place the USB device in the padded envelope provided, and pop it in the letterbox. Middlesex Association for the Blind